Hashem Elokeinu. You are all standing here today before Hashem, Roshechem, Shivteichem, the heads of your Shvatim, Zikneichem, your elders, Vishaitreichem, your policemen, Holy Shishroel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was passing Klal Yisrael through in a bris to make a covenant with them before they were going into Eretz Yisrael, so he made a bris with them. This is Varvus Mayov, and this was a bris where they were calling on themselves to be Arevim, to be Yarmim to us, for everybody else called Yisrael, Arevim Zevazet. So on the Pasuk, HaTem Yitzovim Hayen Kulchem L'Vnei Hashem L'Keichem, Rashi says, what is the smichus between this pasuk over here and what was said in last week's parasha of the Toichachem? So Rashi says that Hayos Klal Yisrael heard 98 klolos in last week's parasha, so their faces changed from pachad. They felt they couldn't survive so many terrible klolos. Now their faces changed from pachad. So who's going to be able to survive all of this? So now Moshe Rabbeinu tried to be mefayis them. Atem nitzav mayim kulchem. Listen, you're still standing today after all of the issues we had in Midbar. You're still standing. You know, don't really worry about anything. So all the mafarshim ask a question: if the tachlis of the klolos was to scare Klal Yisrael, thank you. If the tachlis of the klolos was to scare Klal Yisrael and to get them to do tshuva, so why is Moshe Rabbeinu playing it down? Don't worry, it's not so bad. It's time good. And I can be told my young. So he's defeating the entire purpose of all the clothes. What's the challenge? First we've said different shotim. This time I saw a new shot from the Sefer Kehillos Yitzchak. He says the following. With Eric Klal, if you're talking, you're warning somebody about something. So the person's not intelligent, especially if it's a little kid, and you have to warn him, stay away from bottles of medicine, or stay away from whatever, you know, it's dangerous. You have to really warn him, listen, it could hurt you, it can give you a boo-boo, you can start threatening, you're going to punish him, and that'll mean it's not. But if you talk to someone that's more intelligent, you don't have to threaten him with punishment. You can just say, you know, listen, take this medicine, it's not good for you, this is meant for sick people, it's not meant for someone that's healthy. You can be master it to them, you know, watch it, you don't have to threaten them. But someone that's not of our dads, you have to threaten them. Klal Yisrael, they were the Doradeya. They went through the Midbar. They had the Anani HaKovid. They had Moshe Rabbeinu guiding them. They were at Mount Sinai. So Klal Yisrael felt a little bit that they were Bali Madrega. We are the Doradeya. They felt that they had reached a very high Madrega. And all of a sudden, the Yirat of the Baruch was threatening them with Cholos, with Kolin Yisrael. You know, like you threaten a little kid, like you threaten someone that's not of our dads. So Hayriku Pernet, they became very disappointed with themselves. Is this what we are? Is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks of us? That he has to give us the clothes in order to put us in place? We thought we were only in a high migraine. So for that, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, no, it's not the good for you. I tell me, so my young Kulchem, with my Hashem Elokeinu. You're talking to Guru of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're talking on a very, very high migraine. But as the prophet continues, I'm not making this bris only with you alone. If it would be for you alone, then perhaps I wouldn't have to say these klolos. But I'm making it for the future generations. I'm not only making it for the people that are here right now, I'm making it for the future generations. And the later generations are not going to be on the same idea. They're not going to be such big idea. The taka has to be told to them that they're a klol. So that made them feel good. That was the finest of Taka. That I'll say themselves, they were enough Makur of Taka's Baruch Hu, that there wasn't such a need for them to hear the Kabbalahs. But it was mainly for the future generations. Taka the Ramban says, that the difference between the Teichach in Parshas Bukhukhaisai and the Teichach over here in Parshas Kisavai is Parshas Bukhukhaisai, the Teichach has gone on a bias region. Kufa's bias region and Churban bias region, and those calls were Makuyim during that period. And Parshas Kisavai is gone for Kufa's bias sheni, Churban bias sheni, some of the things that we're still suffering from today. So really, be eager the calls for the future generations. And you, I tell you, talking about your Kulchan. And this pasuk, Es Asher Yeshrei Poy Oyne Imanu Hayyim, Levnei Hashem Elokeinu. Those that are with us here today are in the bris, and even those that are not here with us today, they too in the bris. So many Mepharshim asked the question, Bishlam of the people that were there, they were without those barbels, so they're there to be machayim themselves in the bris. You make a covenant between two sides, so both sides have to be there. But the children, the future generations, how can you be machayim them in the bris? How can you have somebody in a bris if they're not there? This is a shaila that numerous Mepharshim ask. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says that it's a mistake to think that the generations are divided and like they're different entities. The generations are all part of one big tree. The Ovis, meaning the side, Zikr the Ovis Hagdoshim, but even the earlier generations in the Midbar, they were the roots of Klal Yisrael. The later generations are the branches that came from the roots. Whatever qualities there are in the roots, whatever entities they have within them, that spreads on to the branches. So if the roots, if the earlier generations were machayim themselves in the bris, the rest of the tree is part of the same thing. It's not like it's a separate entity. We were not machayim ourselves. You're not a baruch, you're not going to be machayim yourself. You are part of one entity. Just because you're a different body in a different generation does not mean you're a different entity. Klal Yisrael is one big kativa achas. It's one big entity. Memela, if the roots were in such a massive, where they were machayim themselves, memela, the branches and the fruits that come from that, they're also memela machayim. You have a similar yisoy. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Paikir Abayin Oves Albanim. He remembers the avarice of the fathers by the sons. The Gemara says that Ba'isam Aysa Avaysam, when they follow in the footsteps of their fathers, they get a punishment even for their fathers. There also the famous question is asked, well, where's the Ashus? That they should get punished for the fathers? Now, you're right, they're following in the footsteps. They should get their own punishment, but why should they pick up anything that their fathers didn't get punished for? The terrorists is all one big entity. It's not like it's a separate thing. You know, broad karadavua. The son is the foot, is the feet of the father. It's one big entity. The same way the father was Isaac in the Sadeira, if for some reason he didn't get punished, it could sometimes be taken on in the later generation, but it's all one big piece. That's the way Rabbeinu Bechaya learns. The Abarbanel says, the halacha is that if a father passes away and he leaves over a Yerusha, so the kids get the Yerusha, but they also have to pay up the chayus. Right? They get the Yerusha, but there are certain liens on that Yerusha, there's certain chayus on that Yerusha, so they take over the chayus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael over here, I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael was not yours. It wasn't like a piece of real estate, like any real estate that you bought. You didn't conquer it with your own kayak. You conquered it through Nisan. You conquered it through the flies of Avodah. So you're taking on Eretz Yisrael, but you're becoming a Baal Chayim now. You're becoming a Baal Chayim. The only way you can have Eretz Yisrael is if you keep the Torah and you keep the mitzvahs. That is your Chayim. So the children, Yarshin Eretz Yisrael from their fathers, they Yarshin with the Chayim that comes along with it. This was a bris to help them hold on to Eretz Yisrael. You want to Yarshin Eretz Yisrael, the Chayim comes along with it. This is the way the Abarbanel learns Pshat. The Pesuk goes on to say, perhaps there'll be a man or a woman or a family or a whole shevet. He turns away, and the next pasuk, when he's going to hear the words of this kola, this baruch lavoi lamer, he's going to calm himself in his heart, saying, "Showing me, that'll be peaceful for me." Keep it free, sleepy, awake. I'll go with my heart's desire. Hashem is going to punish a shaking like a mason. Now, all the portion is the question. If there are 98 such clothes, where the faces of Klal Yisrael literally changed color, how in the world is it possible that a person will say, you didn't hear these clothes, you heard them from HaKadosh Baruch, you heard them from Moshe Rabbeinu. How in the world is a shaya that a person should hear the clothes and say, Shalom Yehoi Nafshi? What's the pshat? Various pshat in what he said. So I saw a very nice pshat from B'Shem the Baal Yafei Einayim, Rabbi Elayim Yellen, the Rav of Bilsk. He said the following. Here was Mishadish the parasha of Kol Yisrael Arev Zebazet. Gemara Masech Besaita says that everybody made a shua, shayla, how many shuas they made to be machayim themselves for each individual of Klal Yisrael. they make shuas on every single mitzvah, and that they'll be mechayim themselves to guarantee that other people are going to do the mitzvahs as well. It was the schabas in of Kol Yisrael Rebbe Zeva Zeomir. So somebody could think to themselves, Kol Yisrael Rebbe Zeva Zeomir anyway, and other people share the burden of my aveiris. So why should I be the tzaddik that has to share the suffering for somebody else's aveiris? Let the people have it. I'll be the one that does the aveiris, you know. I'll give myself a good time. And the tzaddik, he'll take on himself the burden of my aveiris. This Kol Yisrael Rebbe Zeva Zeva. So that's what the pasuk is referring to over here. If they're hearing all of these clauses, but you also heard right now the Kol Yisrael Rebbe Zeva Zeva. So a person might think to himself, Kol Yisrael Rebbe Zeva Zeva. Let them carry the burden of my aveiris also. You know, no problem. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if a person thinks like that, Hashem is not going to forgive him. Then the anger of Hashem is going to burn against that person. Why the great anger? He'll get punished, but why the great anger? Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a beautiful thing of Kol Yisrael Rebbe Zeva Zeva. He gave us a concept. Everybody's responsible for the other. You should know that you're not really yotzei your mitzvah completely until you make sure that somebody else is also yotzei. The halacha is, if I was already yotzei my mitzvah of shofar, I could be yotzei somebody else. Why? Kol Yisrael Rebbe Zeva Zeva. That's the concept of ours. I'm even allowed to make a bracha for him because I can still say v'tzivanu because I was not yotzei my chiyuv totally until I see to it that others are yotzei also. Is a beautiful concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for us. And also, in fact, it could very well be that the Tzadik Yadar Mechavim in the dark. But for a person to take this beautiful concept and to turn it around against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, okay, it's a concept, it's a loophole, a Gevaldik loophole, and the Tzadik will take care of me. That was Yesh and Hashem, for that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. I gave you a beautiful thing, and you're turning it around into Churban. That's what causes the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk goes on to say, "Hanistoreis l'Hashem alekein," that which is hidden, that belongs to Hashem. "Vahanigloes," that which is revealed, "Lonu ulubaneinu adaylam," to us and our children forever. "Lasois" is called the Riyatayra Asois to do. We count all the words of the type. Simple pshat Rashi says is that if Taki is going to punish us for the aveiros of others because of Kol Yisrael Rebbe Zeva Zeva, we don't stand a chance. How do we know what another guy is doing? Let's say the guy does his aveiros in private. How are we going to know to do something about it? It's like, that's not your problem. Hashem is not going to hold you responsible for somebody else's hidden aveiros. Over by Nigla, you have to worry about what's for Nigla. You see somebody doing something which is not so right, then you have to be mitzvah. You have to do something about it. You have to enforce it. But what's nister, that's l'Hashem alekeinu, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. There's a beautiful verse from the Sam Seifer here. Sam Seifer says a different machshava in this pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisim for us. Does nisim for us. Even when we were able to see the nisim, we didn't really understand the nisim fully. That's why we have a Pesach every year. Pesach comes around to discuss the nisim over again. Why? Because as much as we saw the nisim, we can never really understand them. We have to study it over and over again. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself understands the nisim that he gave us. Even those that saw the nisim didn't really understand it. They had to study it and study it and study it. They were really the stories. They really hidden to people. Kal v'chomer b'zman hazeh, where we don't see nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he leaves the world like Piderach HaTeva. Hagam there are nisim every single day. They are the stories. They're the stars, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the nisim he does for us. There's a famous word, I forgot already who says it, but it says, Hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim. Shabbachu kol ha'um. Praise Hashem, all the nations. Why? Ki gomar oleinu chasdei, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his chesed, it was strong for us. The famous question is, why should the goyim praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he did chesed with the yidin? The Teretz says only the goyim know how many times they tried to give us Torahs, how many times they tried to destroy us, and we didn't even realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Only the goyim are able to see that. So HaLuz Hashem kol goyim shalom kol women. You're able to tell how many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. You're able. So HaMas Torahs Hashem only came with the hidden nisim that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Over Rav Hanigloist is a nice goyim that we're able to see. For thousands of years we were persecuted. For thousands of years we had tzaras. And all those other nations that persecuted us, they are long gone. And Klal Yisrael, Lonu Ubanenu Ha'olam Lasis, and Dibri Atei Razois, we're still able to continue. The same exact tshuva, the same Tariyak Mitzvahs, the same Mitzvahs Rabbana. Yeshiva is blossoming all over. We're able to continue despite the fact that the Grand tried to eradicate us. But Nigla's that is Nigla to us. That Lonu Ubanenu Ha'olam Lasis, called Dibri Atei Razois, that throughout the generations we're still able to continue. And Klal Yisrael is flourishing. That is the greatest thing, that even we see that out in the open. The stars, there's plenty of least in the Nista which we don't see. What's Nigla to us is that Lonu Ubanenu Ha'olam, we can continue to keep the title. I might have mentioned this once before. Padre Jerome was once in Rome, and he asked someone to take him to the Arch of Titus, famous arch that was built in honor of Titus when he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The person took him out there. He had no idea why the Padre Jerome wanted to go to the Arch of Titus. And the Padre Jerome goes out. There was nobody around. It was at night. And he starts crying out, Titus! Titus! Where are you? I don't see you. Where are all your hundreds and thousands of legions, your soldiers? Where is your might? Where is your power? I mean, you're worried about it today. You're not sure that, you know, you're into oblivion. On the other hand, those yeshivas, Beis HaMikdash, tried wiping out. It's talking about Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim is flourishing. Yeshivas are flourishing today. But where are you? I don't see you. That's from the greatest nisim, that Titus, the powerful Titus, should be wiped out. The Greeks should be wiped out. The Spaniards should be wiped out. All of the Yidden that tried to eradicate, all the Goyim rather, that tried to eradicate us were wiped out, and Yidden Baruch Hashem today to continue to flourish. Last week, I tell you, I'm just coming to spy this. I saw in the Hamidia, there was an article that the Sacramento of Beis Medrash from Borough Park is nearly a third annex, you know, it's big base matters. 1,500 people down there every day. 1,500 people use the mikveh every day. You know, mind-boggling how they have to expand. It's unbelievable. Now, I know the first part of the story I heard, and I read this, that when the Sacher Rebbe first came here, he really wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He felt that in America, not be able to do anything. He took out his visa, whatever, his ticket. He ripped it up. He says, you're not going anywhere. He says, we need you over here in America. You can't go anywhere. And for the summer, around that time, the summer, we have nothing over here. Small base vendors, farmers. You know, barely had anybody coming. People would some brach, and he was like, I'm just starting anew. A number of years later, he was a chasni, he was already chasidim, it was mamrish, you know, it was a bigger oilum. So Bechogel went over to the Sama Rebbe and says, no, what are you tying? Do you have something or not? So Sama Rebbe gave him a little hug, you know, and the taki was working out. But today, it's like mind-boggling. Not only Sakura, but every Hasidus, the Makaymas HaTayim is halfway of a fella. And I also heard somebody that was one of the first people in the Sama community in Williamsburg, said the Sama Rebbe used to give a Gemara share every night. So the Baalbatim used to come, they had a few people by the shir. They opened up the Gemara, they opened up the cover of the Gemara. And every night the Sattva would ask him, how's with you, how's your job? It's working out, how's you able to pay the bills? Every single night, he used to go from one person to the next, asking him, how's it working out? Didn't get much done. You know, like it was a standard joke by them that, yeah, we're going to open up the cover of the Gemara. We're not really going to open up. It just went on for Kamat a year. And finally, after that, by the end of the first year, the Sacher Rebbe said, until now, we learned that Aleph, what comes before the Gemara. Now we're ready to start that base. This is the way the Sacher Rebbe started his skill of nothing. And today, it's unbelievable. That's why Nicholas Long is a Nisim Galuyim. Muncie the next Nicholas. Muncie and Borough Park and Williamsburg, all over the United States, all over the world. It's Nisim Galuyim. That's why Nicholas Lono of Abenu Adoylam, last is called the Riyatayra, that we're able to flourish and continue with the Tayra. These are Nisim Galuyim. Pasuk goes on to say, Kihu Chayecha Vayrech Yomecha, who for the Torah is your life and the lengthening of your days. L'sheres al ha'adama, to live on the earth, Hashem nishma Hashem la'abitzem, Hashem swore to your fathers. So Dover Yodua, that, you know, when the Zionists came into Eretz Yisrael, early 1900s, and there was a yishuv there, Charedish yishuvs, from when, you know, well back in the 1800s, there was a Talmidei HaGro, there was a Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, Talmidei Chasam Sofer, Talmidei Rav Yisrael Salanter, very alien community, yishuv hayashim. But the Zionists wanted to make inroads, they wanted to gain control. And the Chared, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, the Chared, the Shekila, they fought very strongly against them. And there were numerous debates between Chaim Weizmann, the head of the Zionist movement then, and Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. So one of their meetings, Chaim Weizmann asked Rav Yosef Chaim, he says, Maya Hamali Rabbanan, the famous Lashon of the Gemara, what good do the Rabbanan do? These people that sit and learn all day, you know, like, what are they doing for society? They don't work, they don't earn a living. What are they doing? So Yosef Chaim told him, he explained to him, every country needs an army. Now, chances are, a country can have an army, and they're never going to see any battle. They're never going to fight on the battlefield. Yeah, they practice, they're around. Maybe once in a lifetime a guy will fight in a war, but it could be I'll never fight in a war. Yet the country maintains an army. Why is that? Because a country's security depends on the army. The army keeps the security. People know that a country has an army, it guards against any invasion. The people feel more secure. The country needs an army. He says the same way they need a physical army, they need a ruchnistic army. When you have Talmidei Chachamim that are sitting and learning, they protect against any physical harm, and they also protect against ruchniyistic harm. Those that try and spiritually harm Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha of the Talmidei Chachamim, that sit and learn, that brings a Kedusha that we're able to combat anybody that wants to invade our Kedusha. And it also protects us against physical harm. It says any community throughout our history that had yeshivas, that had many Talmidei Chachamim, they flourished, they were able to keep their tzurah. On the other hand, communities that did not have Talmidei Chachamim sitting and learning, eventually they wandered and they didn't have the kiyum. That's what Rabbi Yosef Chaim told them. So you have to be masculine. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. Ki hu chayecha v'ayuch yomecha. This is the guarantee. If you want to be able to sit in Eretz Yisrael, you want to be able to preserve your stay in Eretz Yisrael, you have to have people that are sitting and learning Torah. The Torah is chayecha v'ayuch yomecha. That is the guarantee that you will be there. This is Alan Meltzer. He said over that he was once by a gathering of Rabbanim. He was a young Rav. And he was sitting next to one of the Gdolei HaRabbanim, Rav Moshe Danishevsky. That's all. And he notices, he's speaking and learning to him before the meeting was going to start. And he's sitting in a room. He notices that outside of the hall is another Rav, Chaim Leib Mishkovsky, Stavska Rav. He's walking by back and forth, thinking and learning. And every time he passes by, Rav Moshe Danishevsky stands up. So Rav Sazam was a young Rav. He said, with his eyes, he held Rav Moshe Danishevsky, who was bigger in learning than him. So finally, he says, he's standing up and standing up. He says, he was quite the rasa. He says, you know, when he is 90, you know, you're just as great as him at least. Like, why are you standing up? Rav Danishevsky is already an L3 in a long white beard. He says, young man, I want to tell you, Mike. He says, many years ago, there was a terrible cholera epidemic. And there were families, mamish, losing their lives. Terrible. There was not one family that didn't have a carbon. This Chaim Leib was a younger man in the city of Eishishuk. Not one person in the whole town of Eishishuk got sick from the cholera epidemic. Not one. Everybody around was. So one Shabbos, the Rav of Eishishuk was an other Rav himself. But the Baal Amud Yeshi got up. And in his drushy, he said, Mayrev Rabbi Yisai, Baruch Hashem, you know that our town did not suffer one casualty. One might think that maybe the Rav is the one that's being made on the town. So I want to be made to you, Barab. It's that young man that stands a whole day in learning. He doesn't sit down a whole day when he learns. It's his, he is the one that's being made on the whole community. Sure enough, a short while later, he was called to come home. He was away from home. He was called to go home. And that's when the cholera epidemic started in Eish HaShoach. You know, but that the robe was able to be made, it's this Yudnallah that's protecting all of us. Ki hu chayach. Torah, that is the guarantee of her life. You know, unfortunately, today in Eretz Yisrael, they're not good at that, you know. Over it. That's the Kayach of Bnei Torah. The Kayach of Bnei Torah to sit and learn. They are the biggest protection. I'd like to just say over a short mashal I saw from Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky when I get to Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam, a very well-known Rambam, in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet Mehilchos Jud, it says, "Afal Hishit Ki Hashayver Rosh Hashanah Gzeiros Hakosim." Even though the long of the Shayver on Rosh Hashanah, it's Gzeiros Hakosim. We don't understand the reasons for it. We call Malkam Ramat Yeshva. But there is a certain hint over there. There is a certain limud. The Rambam Shita always is that everything is a Gzeira. I'm a beacon. If we can take a Musar Haslam for ourselves, you have to take it. Kilayma, the Shofar is crying out to us. Uru Yeshayim Mishnaschem. Awaken sleepy ones from your sleep. Hakitzu Mitar Namaschem. Come out of your slumber. V'chizru B'tshuva. V'zichru Barachem. And remember your Creator. These are the people that forget the truth with the futilities of time for Isaac and things that are not important. Look out for your nefashes. Each one should abandon his bad way. You see from the Rambam over here that the Yisoid of everything that a person doesn't do right is he's asleep. Uru Yeshayim Mishnaschem. Awaken people from your sleep. He's asleep. We're asleep. We've been so taken up by the different things that make us busy throughout life that we forget the Iker. Panovich Yerov was once speaking to Yaakov Galinsky. And he says, what happens if a fellow is sleeping? He's having a nightmare. He's in a forest. The sun is going down. It's turning dark. He hears the sounds of bears and of lions and all kinds of these scary things. And in his sleep, there's a guy sees him in his sleep, goes, oh, he's screaming away, and he's sweating, and he starts shaking, he starts convulsing from the vision that he's having. How do you help such a guy? Such a guy didn't know what to say. He says, you wake him up. That's the easy way. You wake him up out of his sleep. And then he comes back to reality, and he sees that all it wasn't, that was the whole thing. He says, that's the pshat the Rambam says. The Rambam says that people are asleep, we're not living in reality. And today, more than ever, we see it. There's so much pachad going on in the world today. You have an Iran that's not threatening. No one's saying a thing. You have problems from within, problems with the economy, problems within Eretz Yisrael. There's so much to scare us. But the emphasis is if we would come out of our slumber, we would come out and we would awaken and see what the reality is and what our main tachlis is, and we have to focus on that, focusing on tefillah tachlis baruch. Of course, we're taken up, we're interested to hear who's going to win the presidential debates and who's ahead in the polls. You know, we're taken up with that. And the Republican convention, and you're rooting here, Republican convention, I hope it puts him up in the polls. Myself, that's the way I am. You know, I hope he goes up in the polls, and I hope the Democrats come from our poll in their polls, you know. It's not his guy, that's the Iker. The Iker is, we have to doubt that comes forth, we guide us in the right way. That's not someone that's asleep, someone that gets preoccupied with the continuous thick of things. He's being taken in. It's a mirage, it's not the real thing. He brings down a part from the Vilna Gaon, which I think I've mentioned here before. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'olam zayin yomim, b'loy chalayim mikri ra." If a person goes through 7 days of sleeping and he doesn't have a dream, he's called a bad person. So the Vilna Gaon, yes, you know, dreams are not up to you, whether you dream or not. That's totally, you know, it's something that's beyond your capabilities. So how can you say if a person does not dream for 7 days, he's considered bad? It's up to the Vilna Gaon. If a person goes through the days of the week and he doesn't realize that Olam Hazeh is a fake, that Olam Hazeh is only a dream, you can't hold him responsible. He's busy working, he's busy, he's traveling, he's going back and forth. But if he's one Zion Yom, he goes through a Shabbos Kodesh also, when he has a chance to rest, and he has a chance to be mizbeinah, he has a chance to think into what right life really is, but he doesn't realize that all of life is just a dream. Such a person is Mikri Ra. That kind of a person is called Bid. That is our tachlis on Rosh Hashanah, Uru, Yishen, and Yishnasim. You have to realize that whatever happens in the world, all the Pachat, Ahmadinejad, with all the Mishigam and Iran, this is all a dream. David HaMelech says, that's the tachlis of saying the David Hashem, Ari B'Yishi, Mimi Ira. If Hashem is my light, He lights up the way for me. Who am I afraid of? Hashem Ha'is Chayai. Hashem is the strength of my life. Mimi Elchad. From whom shall I have trepidation? Everything is a dream. It's a fake. If we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we have to, we wake up out of that nightmare, then Meretz Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us the Yeshuas, who will be Zayir, to exceed the Chassim HaTayim. Good Kibbutz Jar, everybody.
Did you think that it's a malak of it?